Module 6. 6G. Exercise 2. Page 59.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Sunshine 87.4 FM. And now it's time for our weekly careers segment. This week we're interviewing Jodie Morley, who's a store detective. Jodie, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Jodie, let me start by asking exactly what a store detective does.
Well, a store detective is employed by a store, usually a large one, to spot and prevent attempts to steal things. Our work includes following shoppers who are behaving suspiciously, carrying out searches of suspects, calling the police, taking statements from witnesses, and writing short reports. Occasionally, we even have to give evidence in court.
Okay, and when you say you follow shoppers who are behaving suspiciously, what do you mean exactly? What do you look out for?
Well, there are many different ways that a shoplifter will try to steal something. We look out for people carrying bags, boxes, or large purses that appear to be empty, or anyone wearing a raincoat when it isn't raining, or another item of clothing in the wrong weather or season. They could be planning to hide something under it. We also look out for anyone who is acting nervous, or paying more attention to the people around them than to their shopping, or even people who return to the same area of the store several times. They could be planning to take something. Then, of course, there is the classic trick. When someone comes out of the fitting rooms with fewer items than they went in with, or with a much fuller bag.
And what happens, Jodie, if you suspect someone of shoplifting but you don't have any proof? Does that happen to you sometimes?
Oh yes, that happens a lot actually. Believe it or not, when this happens, I often let them go without confronting them, because shoplifters nearly always return to the same locations again and again. What I do instead is remember their faces, and hopefully catch them the next time that they try shoplifting from the shop.
Finally, what is the best and the worst aspect of your job, Jodie?
Well, the worst, that's easy. It can be really tiring to be on your feet all day walking around a shop. You have to behave naturally, like a real shopper, but stay alert at the same time. The best is when I manage to catch someone who many stores have been trying to catch for a long time. Believe it or not, though, it's quite sad when someone is caught shoplifting for the first time. Often they did it out of desperation, or even to get attention, and they are very sorry when they get caught.
All right, Jodie, that's all we've got time for today, so thank you very much for coming on the show and telling us a little about your interesting job.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.